All right. He's a star of stage, screen, and now newspapers. They write stories about him that are about 7 million words long, but he's still the third base coach chasing people down the line as Tim Flannery. Big weekend of baseball. Today's game is Capuano and Kane and then Kershaw and Zito. So big weekend of baseball here.
Yeah, I mean, this time of the year, Marty, they all seem big. I know a week ago we were in Los Angeles and Don Mattingly was saying how big that series was, and we ended up sweeping them. But this is a big series as well, and no matter what happens these next 3 days, every series from here on out is going to be the same.
What is it about September baseball? Do you run down the line a little bit further in September baseball? You better make sure you're right.
You do when you're in it. And first of all, to be playing meaningful games. I mean, everybody just assumes that you're going to win the thing and you're just going to move on to the playoffs. But the first thing you need to do is stop and celebrate that you're playing games this time of year that means something, because for the majority of people's careers, they don't get the opportunity to do this, so you can't take it for granted.
You said some interesting things in the article in the San Francisco Chronicle on Friday, an outstanding article about you by Ron Krawcheck. Talked about Joey Malfitano, Jim Davenport, some people that influenced you. Share that with the fans.
Well, when I started coaching third base, I mean, that's something that you, when you manage in the minor leagues, you also coach third base there as well, and that's where you really learn to do it, because you're managing against the other guy, so you're wondering, will he pitch to the next guy, and should we go play contact here, so he's forced to pitch to a guy with somebody on first base. But Jimmy Davenport in San Jose one day said to me, and he was coaching for the Giants A-ball team, and he said, Tim, you want to learn how to coach third base, meet me out tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So I showed up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and Jimmy Davenport walked me up and down the line and talked about positioning. And then from then on, you go and you coach third in Double A, and then in Triple A, and then you get to the big leagues. And Joey Amalfitano and Jimmy Williams were my big teachers, and continue to teach. John Vukovich, also a guy who passed away recently, great third base coach. And we always kind of just share stories, because we're always trying to learn, and it's what John Wooden used to say. It's what you learn when you know it all, it counts. You know, when you know everything, when you finally learn something again, that's what usually matters the most.
Yeah, I think Earl Weaver adopted that as his philosophy as well. But what did you learn, though, from those guys? Because you are a very unique third base coach. I'm not so sure there's anybody in baseball who approaches it like you.
I don't really, I'm not talking about getting a guy thrown out or getting a guy making it home. I'm talking about positioning to make that decision. If you get down the line with a man on first, there's a man on first and the ball's hit down the line, the first thing I do is sprint towards home plate and work my way back up. That buys me two or three extra seconds. You cannot coach third base in the third base box, because you'll make a decision too soon to hold a guy, and if the ball bobbles, you can't get him in, and you might make a decision before he has the ball, and the guy has a great arm. So it's best to just be in position, buy some time, and that's what those teachers of mine. And Joey still leaves me messages. Joey Malfitano will leave me a message after games just saying, he always calls it a contest. I watched the text last night, and you did a really fine job. And that's why we're number one, because he always teaches me and says, you just got to score one more run than them.
I love talking baseball with Tim Flannery here. You know, you talk about Amalfitano and Davenport and people like that. Another part of the article today, you wear spikes. You still wear your spikes out there.
Well, I do that for a lot of reasons, but a couple reasons here in San Francisco. Because you do have to run up and down the line, and the grass can get dewy and wet, and I'm not as quick as I used to be, and there's some balls that can hit you right in the face, and you can get yourself in big trouble if you can't move. So that's the reason I do it, to run down the line, to be in a proper position, and I don't want to fall down.
No, you don't. That's not good in baseball. All right, Giants-Dodgers, give me a perspective on that. You've seen it from the Padres, of course, down in Southern California, but there's just something special when I just say the words.
Yeah, you know, through the years, Marty, the rivalry seemed to be stronger when players played on the same team for 10 years at a time. Now guys are playing for 2 years. They move on to arbitration. They move on for free agency. But the historic tradition of the rivalry still remains. It remains in the, in the minds of the fans. We all understand what the responsibility that we carry when we come out here because of the rivalry. But again, even if we win three games, we got to keep winning. So, sure, you'd like to beat the Dodgers anytime and anywhere. And even in spring training when we have the young players in the dugout and we're playing the Dodgers, I always make sure I yell out, come on, boys, you're never too young to learn how to hate the Dodgers.
That sounds like a song title.
It could be, yeah, it could be.
All right, Flynn, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Marty.